And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Bringing you Maximum Rock and Roll Radio, and I have a very special guest today, Chris, who organized Manic Relapse Fest, which is occurring in Oakland. It's the fourth year of this fest, and it's happening April 29th, April 30th, and May 1st. And he's going to be playing a bunch of old stuff for you guys, as well as bands who will be playing Manic Relapse Fest this year. So here he is.
Hello. We're going to kick it off with Mob 47's Animal Liberation.
And before that was Abrasive Wheels with When the Punks Come Marching In. Hit it.
Armored. at the Shack. I'm old.
my mama.
Thanks for tuning in to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. So what did you just play for us?
We started the set off with Mob 47, Animal Liberation, followed up by some Disarm, and Crude SS's Destroy Capitalism, which Crude SS will be joining us here at Manic Relapse Fest this year. Kaus, Seca Sota. It's probably my favorite guitar riff of all time. And Destruction STK. And here's Amelia with a public service announcement.
So, thanks for tuning in to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. We enjoy being able to bring you the best DIY punk rock from around the world every week for free. If you like what you hear, why not donate to ensure we can keep music coming to you? Donating is easy and tax deductible. Go to our website at MaximumRockandRoll.com and click on the donate button. And for more information about this radio show, check out our website at radio.maximumrockandroll.com or email us at radio@maximumrockandroll.com. For review, send 2 copies of vinyl, 1 copy of CD only release and cassette to our P.O. box. And our radio show is edited by Kalu, and we have a clean version of the show available thanks to John Carnes. And I am going to turn the show back over to Scooch.
Next track is Restitut.
Yeah.
Hello, we're back. Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. That last band that you heard was Appendix, Sinjamina.
Yeah, our finish isn't very good. It's a little rusty. Sorry.
And then before that, we had Maho Nistit. Again, terrible at pronouncing these band names. Then we had O13, Vario, and Ristatit.
Yeah, so Chris, who's doing Manic Relapse, like, we have, like, a history, and, like, you know, he's been in a lot of really good local bands, and my record label put out a Foxy with his record label right before Corrosive, his band, went on tour in Finland with Appendix. And Appendix played Manic Relapse last year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Appendix played last year, and then they were nice enough to invite us to go to Finland to play a few shows with them as well.
So is your band Corrosive going to be playing this year at Manic Relapse?
Corrosive will be playing this year Sunday with Newtown Neurotics, Los Mojos, Younger Lovers, and a bunch of other great bands, yeah.
Yeah, there are a bunch of really good bands playing this year. So what do you have in store for us for the rest of the show?
Up next, we have Llama.
Hit it.
Bye.
To talk to you guys about some of the headliners that are going to be playing this year's Manic Relapse Fest. Newtown Neurotics from England. It's going to be amazing. It's just going to be a big sing-along. Crude SS, which we played for you earlier on the show. Kafka. Do you want to tell us a little bit about Kafka?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited for Kafka to come out here. They kind of have like a Scandinavian, like Finnish hardcore influence, so it kind of makes sense that Corrosive is going to be touring with them as well as Crude SS. And they just, you know, I've developed a good friendship with them, and I'm happy that they're going to be getting out here. So,
didn't they have some problems with some of their members getting out here to the States?
I don't know if it was necessarily a problem with their members getting to the States, but just that they. Are you talking about how they,
you guys are going to be filling in?
Yeah, so Emilio from Side Effects and from Odeo will be filling in on drums for them. So, yeah, I mean, I think it should be good.
Yeah, it'll be cool. It's been, it's just been like a really big group effort to make sure that everything runs smoothly and the bands are taken care of while they're out here. Iconoclast is going to be playing Los Manjo. There's been like a lot of effort put in to get them here from Mexico. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, Josh Carmen did a lot of work, you know, organizing visas and, you know, getting a lawyer on board to like help us get them in. So, I think it's pretty exciting that we have a Latin band coming to the States to play Manic this year, you know.
Yeah, it can be really hard to get bands here from Mexico because the U.S. border is bullshit. Scum Raid's coming here from Korea, which should be incredible.
And then I saw them in Tokyo as well when I was there, and they were absolutely amazing. They blew me away.
Yeah. Yeah, some really good stuff. And then we have a bunch of really good local bands playing, like Crimson Scarlet, Corrosive, obviously, Isotope, my new band, Violence, Odeo, which is Chris's other band. And then we have local
to the West Coast, we have Blazing Eye.
Yeah, Blazing Eye, New Peace, Mutant Edge. There are a lot of bands killing it right now from Fresno and Los Angeles, for sure. So I guess we're going to play some more stuff. What else PMS do you have in store for us?
Playing, which is on your label.
Oh, yeah, PMS 84, which whose record I put out. And they have a new lineup. Their singer is Jesse from Corrosive, and they got a new guitarist who is Compton, who used to live in Los Angeles and just recently moved up to Portland and is the best. So what else do you have in store for us?
Up next is Japanese Iconoclast, not to confuse with American Iconoclast, who will be playing Manic this year. We'll be right back. All right. That last track was Chaos by Kafka. Then before that, it was Gizm. First track off the greatest great punk hits comp. And I'm pretty jealous that Amelia is going to go see Gizm in the Netherlands.
Oh, yeah. We're leaving on Wednesday to go and see them at the Roadburn Festival. I'm really excited. It's Suchi from Ford who's playing guitar for them. Rest in peace, Randy Uchida. But I'm really excited. I think that it's just going to be super powerful.
Yeah.
I'm really excited. It's like my dream come true.
Before that was Zuo. What's the correct pronunciation of that?
I was told it's Zuo. Ty from Nomad speaks Japanese, and we lived together, and he would always correct me because I mispronounced everything, and he said it was Zuo. So if I'm wrong, it's his fault. I'm the worst roommate ever.
And before that, we had The Bones and Japanese Iconoclast.
So I want to hear a little bit more about how Manic Relapse is going down. Oakland isn't that big per se, but are the shows really spread out? Like, what are the venues like? Are they all ages?
Well, the fest has definitely grown. So we do have shows at, like, you know, the major venue that hosts DIY punk gigs in Oakland at nights at the Metro.
Yeah.
But we still want to, you know, kind of embody that that about Oakland with, like, the house shows and the after shows.
Yeah, the show that my band is playing should be a lot of fun. It's an outdoor show. It's an afternoon show. There's going to be a skate ramp there. It's called the World Rage Center. It's just really cool. It's, like, it's really, like, super Oakland, you know? It's, like, in the middle of West Oakland. And it's just, like, everybody just, like, hanging out and drinking and having a good time. There's no bathroom there, so if you have to pee, you have to go on the street. It's very Oakland.
Yeah, so the fest is, you know, generally spread out across West Oakland. I'm sure there will be, you know, plenty of house parties and other things to attend. There's going to be a bazaar Friday with a show.
It's like a big flea market that we have. So it's a bunch of local vendors and then people coming from all over who are going to be selling a lot of cool stuff, a lot of cool records, handmade goods, leather goods. I'm going to be selling a lot of latex and fetish stuff.
Oh, cool.
And stuff from Night Rider Records, too. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, and we're going to end the weekend out there at Gilman, which is, you know, exciting for me because I've been going there since I was maybe 12 or 13 years old, so.
Yeah, 924 Gilman is still going. And all the shows are all ages, right?
All the shows are all ages, yeah. We make a point to do that.
Yeah, there are a whole bunch of us in the Oakland punk scene right now who are making a real effort to bring back all ages to the scene because I think boring 21 over bar shows where everybody's doing is, I don't know, we're trying to make it better, you know?
I think just, you know, without the youth or without, you know, encouraging them to be active in whether it's going to shows or playing their own bands and stuff like that, you know, if without that, there's no punk future, so.
Yep. So here's to punk future. What's our outro song? What are we listening to?
We are going to go with Get the Glory by Laughing Nose.
Hit it. Bye, guys.
Bye.